You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
I'm rocking. That's Emma.
Morning.
And joining us by phone right now, we've got the star of ABC's American Housewife. We've got Diedrich Bader on the phone. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How's it going this morning? What are you doing?
Fantastic. It's going incredibly well. I'm just talking about a little show called American Housewife, sitting around and waiting for the day. It's a great opportunity to talk to you guys. Eugene, come on.
I know. Shout out Eugene. So I just watched American Housewife. I missed the first few episodes, and now I'm kind of binge watching it. I've been a fan of yours since, I think, 95. Drew Carey Show, of course. Whose Line Is It Anyways? One of my favorite shows of all time. Actually, I used to have Whose Line viewing parties in high school, so it was a big deal.
Okay. How cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Emma. That's very sweet of you.
Oh, man. Seriously, I love that. And you were great on it. Currently, though, working with Katie Mixon always seems fun. She seems great. What's the vibe like on the set?
Oh, it's totally cool. That's why when we got our back nine, everybody burst into tears, and we were laughing and crying, because we didn't want it to end. We have such a good time on the show. Katie is like a really genuine star. I mean, she's like a megawatt personality, and, you know, when she shows up in the morning, it's 5 in the morning, she's like, good morning, pumpkin. Good morning, sweetie. Good morning, sweetie. She really is that. At first, I thought it was total affectation, and I was like, is she really going to call me pumpkin all the time? And then, sure enough, yep.
Is this a daily thing?
It's a daily thing. So the days that she doesn't call me pumpkin, I'm like, did I do something wrong?
I'm not a pumpkin today.
I am not a pumpkin today. This is feeling very odd.
Hey, Diedrich, you have been part of so many cult classic situations, whether it was the Drew Carey Show or whether it was Office Space or Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
what character is the closest to Diedrich Bader?
It's funny that you're going to ask that question. I think the part that I'm playing now, Greg Otto, is actually the closest to who I really am. He's an academic. I come from a family of academics. I don't have to strain at all to figure out what Greg would think or, you know, like in Lawrence, I really had to put myself, really had to immerse myself in it. For example, like I did the hair the day before, and I would just look at myself in the mirror and try to do the Lawrence voice and try to figure out what Lawrence was thinking. It's a lot of work for a character to really sound like and feel like that guy. You got to really submerge yourself in it. But Greg Otto really is me. And so I just show up to work with my lines memorized and then look in Lady Katie Mixon's eyes and I'm good to go.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
No, it's totally cool. And the scripts are really, really good. But yeah, this is the first time in my career that I've played a character that is really close to me. And I have to tell you, I'm totally enjoying it because I don't have to, like, let's say Outsource, for example, which, you know, I got played in a guy named Charlie who talked like this the whole time, you know, and he was like a really super, well, I'd like to consider himself a super macho type guy, you know, that's really not me. And I had to strain at it. It wasn't that it wasn't funny and fun to play. It just every day was work to try to figure out what Charlie would think as opposed to what I would think.
So basically you show up to work, you don't work, you be yourself, you get called a pumpkin, and then you bail?
I know.
That's pretty good. That's not too bad.
On the phone with us now is Diedrich Bader from ABC's American Housewife. New episodes every Tuesday at 8:30. You can follow him on Twitter at Bader_Diedrich. You also do a lot of voice acting. I loved you as Batman/Bruce Wayne and Batman the Brave and the Bold. But now you're doing Justice League Action as Booster Gold. What's that like?
It's kind of hilarious because, you know, I was Batman and now I get to be Batman's fanboy. So it's like I'm kind of following myself around.
Nice.
Which is sort of how I feel. I'm sort of a fanboy about myself, but no.
Confidence
Sorry,
is good.
I made myself laugh. I often do. Booster is really fun. I am a total fanboy of Kevin Conroy, who plays Batman and really kind of is Batman.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's really awesome. So it's, you know, it's easy to do. And one of the fun things about working for Warner Brothers Animation as opposed to, like, say, Disney, for example, is that in Warner Brothers, their style is that all of the voiceover artists appear at the same time. So we do it like a radio play. In other words, we sit in sort of a horseshoe shape and everybody records. And it's really fun to watch other actors work and create their voices and, you know, and have the microphone about it. Everything about it is super cool. And, I can totally fanboy on Kevin, because like when he sounds like Batman, it's just so awesome.
It gives you a bit of a fangasm. I can't help it.
Yeah, totally. Come on. It's amazing. And then, you know, take after take, he does that thing that he does. You know, it's just so incredibly cool. My Batman was like a poor impression of his. It's crazy. Like, I don't come up with a bunch of different characters. I just do impressions that are just so awful that people don't recognize the source.
You've got three kids on American Housewife. I identify the most with Oliver, your middle kid, who's got one real goal in life, and that is to be rich as hell.
Total capitalist pig. I love it.
I love it as well, man. Which one of the kids do you enjoy doing scenes with the most?
Well, like with any kid situation, it's difficult to pick your favorite, but so they're all entirely different. You know, I mean, Julia, the little one, is really fun to work with because she's very organic and incredibly sweet.
She's so
Daniel
cute.
Daniel is really funny and a real character because Daniel actually is so close to Oliver's character. He's not a capitalist pig, but he has that really dry delivery and he's super serious all the time. Yes, I understand. Like, when we got the pilot, when I first met him, I was like, hey, Daniel, congratulations. And he goes, yes, I think it's a good move for my career at this point. I've done commercials, and it feels like television is like. I was like, okay, so you're 12, so I'm going to be super-duper excited for you right now. And then Meg, of course, is the recast, and she is absolutely lovely and delightful to work with. And she's great to work with for a number of reasons. One, she's always totally prepared and is professional, is funny and sweet. But she also takes care of the kids. What's interesting about the dynamic between these children is they're all only children. And now they have an opportunity to have siblings, and they've fallen right into their various roles. And they sort of have created this family, and it's actually really beautiful to watch.
That's cute.
And she takes care of the younger kids, especially Julia, and sort of shepherds them around and listens to their jokes and is very patient and sweet. And she does these little dance numbers between takes with Julia that are so cute. Uh-huh. It's just really fun to work with them.
Cool. We've got Dedrick Bader on the line right now. Catch him on ABC's American Housewife. New episodes every Tuesday at 8:30. Follow him on Twitter at Bader_Dedrick. Drew Carey Show, we'd be remiss not to talk about that. It's one of the things you're probably most known for. It was based in Cleveland. I got to get your thoughts on the Cavs winning the championship and the Indians losing the World Series.
Yeah, the heaven and hell, the yin and yang. I think Cleveland was just sort of happy. I mean, I know they weren't happy about losing, but I think they were happy to be hosting it. I mean, to be hosting it and to be putting up that flag on the same night, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's quite a journey for a city that was famous for having a river on fire. You know?
How do you do that? I did watch the Drew Carey Show.
How do you do that?
how is one supposed to do that? I watched the Drew Carey Show the whole time, I think 95 to 04. I think that was the run.
A 9-year run. It was great.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this because we're talking to you, but you were my absolute favorite on that show.
Well, Emma, thank you.
You're welcome. I really do mean that.
Wow. I had a really good time playing that. You know, Oswald was really fun because he was like a sweet little boy, really.
Yes.
You know, he was just really totally enthused to be there, to be anywhere, really. He just enjoyed himself. And I had a real little brother, big brother relationship with Ryan, and who played Lewis on the show, and
yes.
He's just such a genius. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so for me to be around him, you know, you could sense the excitement I had just being with him, and I think that really translated onto the show.
Dedrick, one quick last thing from me, anyway. I have a great idea. I'm going to throw it out. If you don't like it, throw it right back.
Okay.
Drew Carey Show reunion on The Price is Right.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Right? How fun is that? Yes.
That would be totally cool. Yeah,
make some calls.
Drew a couple weeks ago. I should pitch that to him. It's a great idea.
You really should.
Do it. Say, you know, and say, Emma told me to tell you, and she's a genius. Something like that.
Well, put it in your own words. Thanks, Emma. I'm going to do it.
No problem, DJ.
I love the Beverly Hillbillies, and I love Jim Varney. I felt he is like a comedic legend. What was it like doing that movie? Take us back to 93 when you did Beverly Hillbillies working with Jim Varney.
Jim Varney was like a cast, which I wasn't sure where we were going with it because, you know, he was famous for the Ernest character. But let me tell you, he was a great Jed and also delightful to work with. What a nice guy, and always kept the crew going. He knew three gajillion jokes, and not in an oppressive way, you know, because sometimes you have long days. You know, you can go past 14 hours on a set, and it's nice to have a guy that keeps his energy up and is telling the crew jokes, and he's just a real gentleman. He and I would talk about Civil War history, real history buff, and I just loved working with him. One of the things I really admired about Jim was that on his days off, he would, excuse me, he would dress up as Ernest and go to the cancer ward in the children's hospital here in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's awesome.
It really is.
That's really cool.
I mean, who does that? It's his day off.
Right? Man. Who does that? That's so awesome.
Rest in peace, Jim
Varney. He really did it. I mean, he walked the walk. He didn't just talk the talk. And he showed up to these kids, and let me tell you, I've done it myself. It's not easy to keep your spirits up because they don't want you to come in and cry over them. They don't want you to look like pityingly at them. They want you to be the star that you are and just show up and be happy and take them out of themselves. And Jim did that in a way that I always, always appreciated. So whenever I go on location in a town, I try to make a stop at a hospital and just to, you know, if they're interested, try to lift everybody's spirits, because the last thing they need is somebody to go, oh, it's really terrible what you're going through.
Thank you, Diedrich, for calling into the show this morning, sir. Take care, and everybody make sure you catch American Housewife on ABC every Tuesday at 8:30.
Rock, thanks.
Bye, Diedrich. I love you. Too soon?
If you woke up to a hangover, but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.